it's your bag, Sylvia.
Wollen Sie sich zu ihr ihr Zimmer ansehen?
Sehr liebes Sir.
Einen Augenblick bitte. Der Polter, welches Zimmer haben? Haben wir für Herrn Dr. Hagedorn reserviert?
Ich denke. Wir geben ihm das Appartement.
That was special. That was me and my cutting and scratching. And I'm such a badass.
That's right.
That it hurts to be me.
Yes, and it hurts to be in your presence.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to podcast number 427, Bizarro Masscast.
I'm EBA.
I'm Sir Mildred Pierce.
And we're here for your souls.
Yes, your souls. We pray for your souls.
Your soul.
Because it's Bizarro Masscast.
It's going to rock.
Yeah.
It's going to be so bad. It's going
to
be a crime.
Oh, and we have a special guest this week. Say hello to Helen Keller. Nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Helen.
And enjoy her presence.
Now, she's the one that was, hiding in the cellar from the Nazis, right?
Yes,
right. Well,
why don't we let her introduce herself?
Go for it.
Okay, well, there you have it.
Yeah.
And you can always listen to us through your dental fillings or also at podcast.shapelessmass.com. /Bizarro.
I prefer the tinfoil hat myself.
Yes, well, it is an accepted topic.
Depending on where you are, it gets better reception.
Right.
All right.
Of course, your website's shapelessmass.com.
Yeah.
/Bizarro.
Yeah.
You can check me out online at www.bizarropopamericana.com.
No, you should change it to popbizarro.com.
I was going to, but apparently Bill Gates owns that.
Pop America Bizarro.
Right.
Which kind of sounds like a bad
Ben
and Jerry's flavor or something.
And Helen Keller, do you have a website? Ah, well,
so
should go visit that.
Yeah, lots of space. It's Hawaiian.
Sir Mildred Pierce at gmail.com. EBAOFVN at gmail.com. Yeah.
Were those explosions?
I don't know what those were. It's the first wave they've come.
Oh my God. And we had some comments this week. We have 420 guys named Dave, and they want to know, who is David Banner, and is he really the Hulk Hogan? No.
Well, actually, it depends on whether you're using TV rules or comic book rules.
I thought funny he was story. Joe Piscopo.
Funny story.
Oh, go ahead.
No, really, in the comic books, the Incredible Hulk is Bruce Banner.
Yes.
You know, that's what he's always been. But when they did the TV show, they changed it to David Banner because they thought the name Bruce was too gay. Because Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson, during the 60s, that whole Batman-Boy Wonder dynamic was always constantly laughed at as being all about secretly
by
being
who?
Homosexual. By, like, the establishment. By the man. For the longest time during the 60s, the name Bruce became synonymous with, I'm gay and here's my little boy Wonder lover off to the side. So that when they finally got around to doing the Incredible Hulk TV show, they had to change his name from Bruce Banner to David Banner because they thought people were going to think the Incredible Hulk was gay. Because when I think gay, you know, I just think gigantic green guy in purple pants smashing crap.
Played by Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely gay.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to a song. This is the new single by Paris Hilton, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Paris.
Leader to restore its former glory. Where, oh, where was he?
apace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land once more. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Watch out, Europe, we're going on tour. Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Look, it's springtime.
Winter.
In Dusseldorf, and that is why they call me Wolf.
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Fuzzy feeling deep down in my khakis.
Yeah. I never knew she was a Nazi, though.
Yeah, well...
It kind of figures when you think about it, because, you know, they're kind of taking over the world with hotels and stuff.
Yeah, so and she is in France, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Nazis.
Nazis.
The World Reviews Mildred.
Ah, number 22. That's a bucket of fish.
Right. It's a cod.
Okay.
It's cod. Cod piece.
Yes. Cod is very tasty, especially if you serve it with the right vegetables. Definitely three thumbs up. But I had to give it one thumbs down because they just don't sing and dance like they do in those cartoons.
I'm always
disappointed when that doesn't happen.
I want to know how they get from cod to cod piece.
Well, what it is a man once killed a cod and strapped it to his genitals, and, well, you know the way.
So there's no thumbs up or thumbs down for that part? I mean, fish and genitals.
I guess so. I could give him another thumbs up.
How can you not comment
okay,
on one way or the
other? Four thumbs up for cod and using it for your cod piece.
Awesome.
You had to pin me down about it.
Yeah.
Geez.
You know, I can't leave genitals out of this.
66. That is a subatomic particle.
Let's go with a muon.
A muon.
Now, see, or is it muon? I don't know.
Well, see, no, I liked it more when it was muon.
Yeah.
Because it makes me think of like a little tiny cow.
It was a great Disney movie as well.
Yeah, and also a great movie with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
About the rouge that you wore, the muon rouge.
Yeah, and that very scary Asian horror movie about the kid.
Yeah.
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 Hey, so many great movies made about it. How bad could it be?
Exactly.
Five thumbs up.
Wait. Right on, right on.
Yes.
I would one thumbs down it for that whole muon thing.
Oh, well, you're not allowed to give thumbs.
I know, but I'm suggesting to you,
I'm
trying to influence your vote. Look at me, I'm Diebold.
I will not be influenced by you. Only Ohio.
Do as I say!
Only Ohio electorates can
yeah.
do that. So. No, I'm going to give it zero thumbs down. So, and five stars.
Awesome.
So, moving along.
That's a big day for some Tommy Barkles.
137. That is barnyard animals.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy, a pig.
Pig? See, we've done a pig already.
Really?
No.
Was I not here for this?
No.
Because if...
I was lying.
Yeah. There's a deliverance joke in there.
Well, really?
You've done a pig. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Muslim and a Jewish person.
Oh, you're so totally screwed.
So...
What do you eat, air?
Five thumbs down.
I wish this man never reached me. What would you eat?
Eat their hair.
Carrots. No, that would definitely be an animal byproduct.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you got me there.
However, carrots are not an animal byproduct, so I'd eat lots of... Maybe some, I don't know, wood shavings.
I'll buy that.
Aquarium gravel.
Mm.
That pink insulation foam stuff.
Oh, no. That stuff's made with, like...
Fiberglass?
Two fibers, so that goes...
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That won't survive the Leviticus rule, so, you know.
Right. It's made with two fibers. Yeah. You got me there. I forgot.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to keep track, being both Muslim and Jewish and vegan, you know.
There's a lot of translation to do there and you know, equalization of figures. And
I'm like, okay, do I stone my wife? I mean, you know, I'm a vegan.
Or do I just chop off her hands?
Yeah, you know. And, you know, do I need to do it on Sunday? I mean, you know, because actually Saturday is my Sabbath, but Sunday's my Sabbath, so
it's
Monday...
It's kind of like up-converting from, like, Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition to, like, Dungeons & Dragons 3.5. There's a lot of, like, Bizarro rule changes and stuff. And
Bizarro! Five thumbs down, one thumb up.
Harsh.
They're cute and cuddly, and hey, you know, in Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Well... Womp.
I can't believe you're giving a thumbs up for Green Acres.
I gave it five thumbs down.
Yeah, but the one thumb up for Green Acres?
Ah, zero.
Ooh.
Things that don't exist.
Lesbians that will sleep with you.
Five thumbs up. What can I say? If there are lesbians who will sleep with me, then win-win situation.
Yeah, I'm not seeing a downside here.
Yeah. Thumbs down, well, they don't exist, for one thing.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of
five
negative.
Thumbs down.
So it evens out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Catchy.
Yeah.
Right.
But then I don't exist. So, last item. Number 273.
Right.
That is things that begin with the letter L.
Well, we've already used lesbians.
Yeah, we've already used lesbians.
So I will have to go with Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas. Actually, I've been there. And it's full of Nazis.
Yeah. Surprisingly, a lot of Nazis immigrated to Texas.
I know, it's really weird. I thought Brazil, but turns out Lubbock, Texas.
Well, I think they started in Brazil and kind of worked their way up.
Yeah, eventually they'll be in Canada before too long.
Canadian Nazis.
So look out, Canada. They're headed your way.
It's like you're a Jew, eh? We're going to kill you and stuff.
I'm doubly screwed because I'm a Muslim Jew.
You're Muslim Jew, eh?
Yeah. So
how do you exist?
I don't. I don't know which side to root for, the whole Palestinian-Israeli conflict.
Yeah. I'd pull for Greece.
Nah. Yeah.
Just because, you know, it's Greece. You should always pull for them.
Actually, I'm voting for France. But anyway, I guess I would have to give it, I don't know, four thumbs down. But two thumbs up for having those really cool hats with the cow pattern.
I'm never big on cows.
Yeah.
Never really big on cows.
They're very good subatomic particles, though.
I mean, yeah. But, you know, they do pass a lot of gas.
Okay, well, it's my turn to play a song. I'm going to play...
Play us into the night.
A happy little tune by Metallica about a boy who gets lost at the mall. Enjoy.
Raindrops on kittens, and whiskers on roses, satin sashes in schnitzel, and crisp eyelashes with noodles, wild geese that fly with their wings tied up in strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Ponies in dresses and warm doorbells and brown raindrops, girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles, wild kettles that fly with white copper wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The dog barks, the bee stings. I simply remember my favorite things, and then I feel so bad. Lashes bushes, while brown girls hide up in warm screens, while white girls just melt into those creams. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream on kittens, nose cream on roses, and nose cream on mittens. Bells and 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 bells. While each when the bee stings, I simply remember my dog bites, and then I feel so.
That was special.
Yeah, that was Metallica with Interchainmail.
That moved me.
Parts of me are moving right now.
Yeah.
This week's pick.
I like games. Games are fun.
Competition between UEBA and Helen Keller.
That's just cold. You know I'm going to lose.
Yeah, well, the home team never wins. So this week we have biochemistry thingamabob or German composer.
Oh, man, I'm totally going to own Keller at this.
Are you sure? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you both have to answer, so.
Okay.
Number one, aminocyclopropane.
I'm going to go with biochemical thingamabob.
Yes. And no answer from Helen. Okay. Number two.
See, told you I was going to win.
Endothelin.
Nah, I'm going to go with biochemical thingamabob.
Yes. Number three. George Botermann.
I'm sorely tempted to go with biological thingamajig, but I'm going to go with German composer.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And you're in the lead. Helen is just... Are you okay, Helen? You need some time?
She's choking on her tongue or something.
I don't know. Number four. Mitochondrial trifunctional protein.
Biochemical thingamabob.
Unfortunately, no. That's a German composer. You were right,
really?
Helen. Yeah, I know. I was surprised, too. August Bungert.
I'm going to go with German composer.
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Bromo Moraxil.
That could almost be a Lord of the Rings character, but I'm going to go with biological thingamajig.
Yes, and Helen also said that, so... Hexocytransferesis.
Let's go with biological thingamajig.
Yes, that's correct. Ralph Siegel.
I'm going to have to say German composer.
Yes, that's correct. And you, the home team, is unprecedentedly taking this from Helen
like,
Keller.
Should her eyes be rolling around in her head like that?
Probably, yes. Max Richter.
Oh, German composer.
Yes, that's correct. Dehydrochloresterol reductase.
It was the reductase that pushed it over the edge for me. It's a biochemical thingamabob.
Ah, yes, that's correct, yes.
Yeah.
And the score is now 9-4.
Ah.
Helen's doing terribly at this.
Well, I mean, she, you know, thrashing around and stuff. So.
Yeah. Edward Frank.
Let's say biological thingamabob, what's it?
No, that was a German composer.
Really?
And you're starting to slip now. Glucosapane.
I'm going to have to go with biochemical thingamawatchet.
That's correct. Melchior Schilt.
Ooh.
This one's tricky.
That one could go either way. I'm going to say German composer.
Unfortunately, this was a trick question. It's actually a type of fish. Franz Strass.
German composer.
Yes, that's correct. Angioprotein.
I'm going to have to say biochemical thingamawatchet.
Yes. Polytoxin.
Biochemical thingamawatchet.
Yes. Johann von Beethoven.
Wasn't he a smurf?
I'm thinking he was a character in Peanuts.
I'm going to have to go with German composer on that one.
Unfortunately, you're wrong. That is a biological thingamajig.
Oh.
I know, I was surprised at that one
yeah.
as well. Wilhelm Rust.
German composer.
Yes, that's correct.
Play fast and loose here.
Classiquestrian.
Things that shouldn't be in the Olympics.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
And last but not least, we have, this is a hard one, Hans Brosenhart von Schelderf.
I'm going to have to go with German composer.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Home team wins with an unprecedented 16 versus Helen Keller's sorely unappreciated 6.
Yeah.
That's a shame. I've never seen a guest trance like... Oh, I'm sorry. I can't read sign language. No, I'm sorry. Oh, you weren't able to read my lips? Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Moving along, we're going to listen to our wonderful guest spot. So I hope you enjoy. This is Ghost talking about politics.
Should be much fun.
Yes.
As Ghost always is.
Vud spot. Guest.
That's the big problem. I'm fucking politicians. A motherfucker who was raised from birth to be me because I'm too fucked up. Like, oh, well, look at him. He had a guy fucking a girl in the ass.
Okay, well,
Average Joe on the street. People get so bent out of shape as much as I do. I can sit there and carry on an intelligent conversation with just about anybody because it offends people. Right? And I can use gigantic words and simple words. I mean, like, a child molester surfing the web looking for more kids to fuck. I'm talking like, duh. What I consider simple words like, shit, fuck, bastard, bitch, pussy. He knows these things. Looking through MySpace and looking at profiles. Do you think that's indicative of an interest to repeat the offense? They go, oh, that's wrong, that's wrong.
Fucked up.
They don't have to fucking think. That's the problem. Every person, I don't give a shit how fucking intelligent you are. Stephen Hawking knows. Well, that's fucked up. They go, yes, it is.
And that was our bizarro guest spot.
Man, we love him.
Yes, he makes some very interesting points there, especially when he talks about Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Should have been here last week when he was discussing how Stephen Hawking was actually the Antichrist.
I see, I can buy that.
Well, we're going to play another song, and it's your turn. What would you like to hear?
Let's go with the Antichrist. Let's play something by Michael Bolton.
Okay.
I think it's called My Penis and Your Ear.
I'm
Michael Bolton.
It's from his earlier experimental phase when, you know, he wasn't quite as satanic.
Yeah.
He was just vaguely satanic.
Although I understand if you play that song backwards, you do hear, like, messages about, like, you know,
Sailor Moon or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something like that. And also something about giant turtle attacking Tokyo.
Yeah. Someone who is a friend to all children.
Yeah.
Some crap
full
like
of
that.
Meat.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, EVA. That was pretty fucking good,
yeah,
actually.
You know, cutting and scratching are the main aspects of my game, but
that's
occasionally I like to mix it up a little and
go straight into the Michael Bolton, yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
someone should.
This mystery in day.
So, today's date, of course, is August 32nd.
Yeah.
1964.
Yeah, lots of big things happening today.
Yes. For instance, oh, let's see, let's go back here. 1812, Velcro was invented.
Yeah, yeah, that's when the spacecraft crash-landed.
That's right.
They started taking the arms off of the aliens.
Yeah.
Putting them back on, and like, oh, wow,
yeah.
This is awesome. And,
you
know,
knew.
Yeah.
And the aliens, you know, even though we tanned and skinned them, they never declared war on us.
Yeah, they're very forgiving. What was funny, though, for me, from the whole incident, was that,
well, you
know,
were there.
We didn't figure out how the microwave worked until, like, 1960-something.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of weird that we've got Velcro figured out right up front like that.
And even then, it took us 20 years to...
Because there was no electricity. That's what
right.
It was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Okay.
And, you know, even then, it took us 20 years to figure out that the microwave's sole purpose was to melt gremlins. So,
yeah.
Basically, that was kind of a surprise. And then we're moving along to 1932, Adolf Hitler declared Emperor of France.
Yeah. You know...
Kind of came out of left field.
I don't know, because that one, you know, I think the writing was on the wall.
Literally.
Once. Yeah.
Because they kept writing, declare Adolf Hitler Emperor of France.
So, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've always been ahead of my time, I guess, when predicting what the French will do.
Do you remember when those mustaches were all the rage?
Yeah.
Back in the 80s?
But now he's spoiled his mustache for everyone!
Yeah. Asshole.
It's quite a shame. Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
They cloned his brain, Boys from Brazil, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up being, like, the bad guy at the end of Bionic Commando.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was him?
That was him.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He didn't age very well, but, you know, having your brain frozen and living in Brazil and becoming a boy again, we'll do that for you.
It's probably more the living in Brazil part than anything.
Yeah, yeah, you know, no Twinkies, so.
Yeah. Funny, we should mention sausage dogs. 1942, sausage dogs were invented.
Yeah, so it's a big day for sausage and for the dog.
Yes, using actual dogs.
Well, you know, the Vietnamese, they have their tastes, and, you know. I'm not one to judge.
Yeah.
But maybe Southern I have one to
mustard,
judge.
And in this case, I mean the Vietnamese.
Yeah. Mustard gas.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's an interesting one. In 1983... A whole conglomeration of pink fluffy bunnies were elected as president of the United States.
And, you know, best president ever.
I don't know.
To this day, I stand by that.
That whole Iran-Contra thing, when they all just kind of twinkled their cute little eyes and denied that they had any recollection of selling weapons to the Contras.
You got to admit that whole thing where, you know, Ollie North, his whole testimony consisted of, like, throwing the little... The little Cadbury, like, milk bunnies.
Little Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, at like, Congress from, like, that little podium.
Oh.
That was pretty sweet, you gotta admit.
Yeah.
I felt really
patriotic the day that he grabbed that infant and bit its skull open and drank it from its gushing head on live national television. My heart swelled.
He's a character.
Yeah.
He's a character. You gotta love him.
That's why he was elected president. And 2004 plane crash. The whole year. Who knew?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't expect it to last that long.
Well, see, when you think about it, though, I mean, those small planes, they're falling out of the sky, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So it was only a matter of statistical probability when just a day would come when, you know, they would all fall out at once.
Well, a year in this case.
Well, and you know, that only goes to prove the point a little bit further, I guess.
Yeah.
I
remember having to clean stuff off my yard, like, every day. Like,
yeah.
Flaming debris, body parts.
The salvage companies of the world. They had a really good year that year, yeah. And the medical waste business.
You were the one who kept telling me to buy stock in those things.
And you know, I cleaned up. Of course, I lost it all a year later. You know, on that whole internet poker scheme. But that's life. It happens that way.
And then. Well, let's see. Moving along. Oh, yes. The year 2008. All humanity enslaved by invading leprous tentacle creatures?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but the Japanese have been predicting that for years in their anime.
Yeah.
We should have seen it coming.
Literally.
Yeah.
Hindsight, yeah.
2020.
Bitch.
Yep.
So that
though
was,
I, for one, welcome our alien overlords.
Yes. Well, I as well.
Yeah.
That was This Day in History. Thanks a lot, EBA. And we're going to play a song now. This is by Barry Manilow. It's one of his more touching songs. It's called Fuck Your Mother in the Ass.
Oh, that sounds like a touching song.
Yes. And I hope you enjoy
it. Okay, Pete, fill it up. I'm going to soak my head under your hose. I've had in a week.
Yeah, I fucking noticed. What the fuck are you hauling, ass breath?
Apples.
How's your fucking fucked up Romano, Paul?
He's asleep in the cab.
Every time you pull in, he's fucking asleep. What is he, a fucking pussy cat?
He drives as much as I do. You run your station, we'll take care of our rig.
Okay, I was just fucking wondering. Hold your fucking horses, eh? I didn't ask you for all of that.
I check the tires and oil. Never mind that. How much gas?
70 gallons? That's fucking highway robbery.
Whatever it is, I'll have to get you on the way back.
What'd you say? You're gonna fuck me from the back?
I said I can't pay until I deliver this load.
Why don't you fucking tell me before that you had to stop and take a shit?
You wouldn't have given me the gas.
I'll say I wouldn't. I have a fucking notion to siphon it out. I'll suck it.
You wouldn't do that, Pete.
Hey, you know you get your ass every time.
Relax, I wouldn't jip you. You know I'm honest.
All you mother truckers are honest and always fucking broke.
Relax, I told you.
Sure, I'll fucking relax. And the next thing you know, a man will be sucking my dick.
No, not my turn.
Hey, shit happens. Hey, then you're out of business and I'm out of my dick.
Don't worry about me and the installment, man. He's got to catch me first.
That shouldn't be too fucking tough, but you always give him the shaft.
Had 3 months to try.
Get it fucking right this time, you stupid ass weight.
Remember, the 4-5-6 is in place. 1-2-3-4-5-6. 1-2-3-4-5-6. Now let's do the girls' part. Girls up, feet together, starting with the right foot. Step to the side about 6 inches with the right foot. Here we go.
One last question, and this is very important. How does psychoanalysis do this?
By probing the unconscious.
What is the unconscious?
Mother in the ass.
Yeah,
fuck my mother in the ass.
That was a surprisingly gentle and, touching song.
News! Monkey, robot, ninja, pirate, zombie.
So, we have a story here. Turns out, this is a robot story. Turns out to the Keanu Reeves bot 2.0 will be released.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Because, one was so bug-ridden. you know?
Yeah, but they've improved the hair on this one.
You can't polish a turd. That's a mantra that if I could put that up as like a giant sign someplace, like
what,
in the White
turd?
House. No, the phrase, you can't polish a turd. I wish I could just put that someplace where everybody in the world could see it, and it would become like a national truth, you know?
Okay.
Because that's a mantra that I think everyone should live their life by.
That and the Tao Te Ching.
You can't just boil everything down.
Well, that's in the Tao Te Ching.
Yeah.
It's in chapter 14:7.
But see, you can't really put the Tao Te Ching up as like a billboard. You know, you'd have to have like giant slats where they flip up or something. You know, like a giant day-by-day calendar or something. Yeah. That's just too much work. You have to make it simple and easy, make it accessible for people to, you know, have no brain power to...
Okay. But at least they can polish turds.
They can try.
And speaking of which, interestingly enough, I have another item here.
Speaking of turd.
The first robotic turd polisher has been invented, too. Probably to go along with the Reeves bot.
Reeves 2.0. I mean, you know, kind
they
of
did have, they did have they some, kind of some problems, according to this news article. They did have some problems in the design process where some people were injured. Unfortunate accidents. I don't want to go into details. As you can imagine, there were people who are now requiring the use of certain bags attached to them in certain
ways. Well, see that, you know, you give somebody a toy and somebody somewhere will try and turn it into a sex toy. It's just one of those sad facts of life.
And, of course, you know, you can't make an omelet without breaking a couple legs. So, let's see.
Or anuses.
Yes, that's right. Well, that was our news for this week.
So let's hear Buttfuck Man.
I think you're crazy, just like me.
And now, Larry O'Hagan.
The Republicans are sucking the brains out of kittens.
This is God. Barry's right. They suck the brains out of kittens.
The Republicans are sucking the brains out of kittens. Sucking the brains out of kittens. They're sucking the brains out of kittens. The Republicans. Up, here it is. Item one. Let's hear it from God.
Sucking the brains from kittens. Wiki, 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 wiki. Sucking the brains out of kittens.
Thank you, God. That's right. Straight out of item one in this piece of paper that I may or may not have pulled off the internet. And let's go back to God.
Still sucking the brains out of kittens. Kittens. Please suck with the brains.
Yes, that's right. I, Larry Pogan, have exposed... Because the Republicans, according to item number one, which Alex Jones would never show you...
They're okay.
Okay. You heard it from God.
Gay as your father's hatband.
Thank you.
He's special.
He does make some valid points, though. I mean, the Republicans, I've seen Republicans, they do suck the brains out of kittens.
Yeah. Occasionally, when they're feeling up to it, orphans.
Gross, that's the
shit.
That's all I have to say about that.
We're going to play one of my old favorites from Sesame Street.
Ah!
And they've gotten rid of this in recent years, which has ticked me off. Because, you know, I'm getting to the age now where all my friends are dropping litters and starting to have kids and stuff. And they're talking about how they have to watch The Wiggles.
They've gotten politically correct, too.
Yeah. And, you know, all this new stuff. And I'm like, well, go back to Sesame Street. You know, it's Sesame Street. It's 100% pure goodness. There's no way you can ever go wrong with Sesame Street.
That's right.
And they're like, no, I can't dig Sesame Street anymore because now it's all Elmo. And they've taken all the old stuff from back in the day when it was awesome and crapified it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to play the old school. Remember when they do the cartoon pinball and they do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? I want to play that because they don't use it anymore. They had a new stupid song about like balloons or something to get to 12.
So this is the Sesame Street pinball.
The Sesame Street pinball 1 through 12 song.
That's right.
I don't think they ever gave it a title, but that's what I call it in my heart of hearts.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
It's an oldie.
Is that Elmo?
It's. I would guess that's Elmo, because you know Elmo is the world's oldest crack baby. Not many people know this, but Elmo. I almost called him Elvis. Elvis was a crack baby too. Not many people know
well,
that.
Well, that's because a lot of people don't know that the character of Elmo was based off of Elvis Presley.
Well, yeah.
They're both red. They both have googly eyes.
You think about it.
They're both naked all the time.
Crack babies need extra special care, and you know they need to be touched a lot. It's imperative with a crack baby to be physical with them.
Shake him as much as possible.
Yeah, he likes to be tickled, and you know.
So do I.
The call of advice.
My neighbor asked me to mow her lawn for $25. I mowed the front yard and the sides of the house and got $15.
I'm okay so far. I'm not seeing much of a problem.
Now all that's left is the backyard. I tried to mow it today and I looked down at my feet and ants completely covered my feet. So I took off my shoes and ran home slapping my feet to get them off. Get them off. Should I tell my neighbor that I won't mow her backyard anymore?
We know what he's really saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, see this, I can go two ways on this.
She wants to have you mow her backyard.
Some people are really into having their backyards mowed. I mean, that's really the only thing they show up for.
I'm not one of those people.
I'm not either, but my whole thing has always been please the customer, you know?
Yeah.
And if
and
that's
she is what, paying
$15. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and I don't know what somebody from somewhere standards are, but it looks like he's got like a little, you know, 2-for-1 combo deal going on because he's, you know, he's got the lawn, the back
yard,
and the sides for $15.
You should be okay.
$10 extra with the backyard,
look,
you know.
If you're mowing the front yard, go ahead and mow the backyard. What's the big deal? You know,
I mean, halfway there.
I've seen it done in movies and they seem to enjoy it, you know.
Well, yeah,
You're going to violate your contract by possibly opening yourself up to litigation. And I mean, that's a bad news.
That's
you don't
never
want to go
a good
down.
Thing. Yeah.
So instead of, you know, going down that avenue.
But on the other hand, if things get a little kinky and ants become involved, you know, that might invalidate your contract.
Yeah, there probably is an ant clause.
You know, and you know, again, you want to please the customer, but at the same time, you can't comprise your own ethics.
Yeah, so you shouldn't expose yourself to ants.
If ants are, you know, a risk that you are not warranted exposing yourself to or something that you feel uncomfortable with, I think it's not entirely unfair to tell your neighbor, no.
Fuck off.
I won't do the ants. I will do the front yard. I will do the backyard. I'll even do the sides. But ants, no, I won't go there.
I refuse to mow ants.
There's no shame in that.
So I guess the lesson here is to double bag it.
Moving along. I love my parents. You baby. But they sometimes tell raunchy jokes and take the Lord name in vain.
Oh my God.
Oh.
What the fuck?
God damn, that's messed up. I've become more religious over time, and I don't like that kind of language around my children. I don't want to be disrespectful or embarrass them. But how can I get them to hold their tongue? Well, that's easy. If you want them to hold their tongues, you just, you know, you it's one finger, the thumb, and you just...
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, or if you want to mix it up, you can use all four fingers and the thumb on the bottom.
Use a little duct tape.
Tweezers.
Super glue.
The occasional pair of pliers.
Needle nose is preferred.
If you want to go the Christian Bale route, you can get, you know, some hole punch.
Yes,
you know.
A vice.
Yeah. Hacksaw, too far for some people. It's not really a gripping tool. You got to, like, get it in there halfway.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that gets a little messy. You know.
Bear trap.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good
one.
Has
the added advantage of extra weight, too.
And it'd probably be a little more hygienic in terms of, you know, you don't have to wear gloves or, you know.
Can they get something out of it, too, because they get the bait?
There you go. You know, I mean, everybody wins. So,
yes, so
there you go. That's how you get them to hold their tongues.
Yeah.
Goddamn asshole.
Fuck.
Next one. I'm the stepmother of two kids. The oldest, age 11, has
so
a habit of lying. Really?
Yes.
You have a habit of lying? You're the oldest of 11, or
no,
you're
I'm
a stepmother with two kids? Okay, it doesn't show.
I try.
I'm a stepmother of two kids. The oldest, age 11, has a habit of lying. When we married... You're married to an 11-year-old?
What?
You freak! The oldest, age 11, has a habit of lying. When we were married, her father and I agreed that he would take care of punishment. Well, see,
First off, you married your 11-year-old.
Well, let me read the rest of it.
Oh,
here. Let me get all the way through this because I'm jumping the gun here. When we married, her father and I agreed that he would take charge of punishment. The problem is, he doesn't. All he does is tell her he's disappointed in her. There are never any consequences. And she continues to lie and deceive. She's basically a good kid, but what can I do to make sure she doesn't turn out to be a good liar?
Well, honestly, at this point, I think she already is a pretty good liar.
I think at this point, like a taser.
Cattle prod.
Again, with the bear trap.
You can never go wrong with a bear trap.
Yeah, I think a bear trap is just about the all-inclusive answer to most of these.
It's kind of the elephant gun problems. When you might need a fly swatter, but, you know, you can never go wrong with the elephant gun.
Yeah, basically. And as long as we're mentioning it, an elephant gun. One good method is to imprison her in her room or a high tower, if you have one, for several weeks with just bare essentials, water, crusts of bread.
You know. Extra points if you do the whole, it puts the lotion in the basket or else it gets the hose thing. They've done studies, that's an effective deterrent.
So.
You could rig wiring across the roof of the room and, you know. Yeah.
It does help if your husband tucks his genitals between his legs and dances in front of a mirror and later becomes a police chief with Tony Shalhoub.
These things happen. Yeah, that's the answer to your question.
Bear
punishment.
Trap. Yes.
Punishment, bear traps, and Tony Shalhoub.
Yes, that's right. So moving along, this is probably one of EBA's favorite segments.
It is? Is this the porn, finally?
You will go on. Yes.
I received a call from one of our customers, and started out pretty simple. It was all, I have my problem, my internet's weren't working, help me out with this, walk me through this. And then it turned into, can I rub Twinkies on your nipples? And, I've come across...
That is so inappropriate in this modern day and age.
I've come across, because I'm kind of more of a ding-dong man. But
you should have gone straight to HR.
Because, I'm a big boy. I figure I can handle it. No, ma'am, I'm sorry. Company regulations do not allow me to put ding-dongs on my chest. Not allowed to rub things on my... Well, we kind of
went... assorted hostess products.
Yeah, pretty much, I don't think they let you rub anything on your nipples. There's a strict no-nipple clause in there.
Really? Because I work for a newspaper, Spanish English newspaper, and my boss, she encourages.
And that's the key difference
It could be the Spanish culture.
Yeah, they're big on nipple rubbage. So anyways, she keeps, I really want to, rub these Twinkies on your nipples. And I'm like, I'm sorry. If I would, I could, but I could get fired over this, and quite frankly, I've resolved all your problems, so I need to go on and help other people. And then she was like, well, if you're going to be like that about it. And I can't let a customer leave unhappy. So I have to, okay, ma'am, what can I do to please you aside from Twinkie nipple rubbing? Is there another intermediate step here that we can take where I could, take care of your issues and let you leave happy? At which point she wanted me to come and wash her car in a bikini, which...
How'd she get a bikini onto her car, though?
I don't know. They have the car bras now, so I guess
makes perfect sense.
The next step, I guess, but,
Well, I am strongly opposed to bikini thongs. That's too much to be showing at a car show.
There's just too much junk in the trunk to be bikinying your car like that.
Well, did you wash your car?
Normally,
did a half-assed job.
Normally, I wouldn't do this. I kind of was like, yes, give me your address, give me your name and number, and I'll come and do that as soon as I get off my shift. And I didn't do that. I in fact, reported to the police for...
Was that the one who was... I saw that on TV.
With the police chase.
The SWAT team.
And they had the helicopter following her, and, the car's ass was sticking out the back. It was...
Man, did they ever find her dental records to identify her?
Don't know, but that was a hell of a fireball.
Wow, jeez.
I'm
going to play another song. This is, strange enough, I don't know if you remember this band, Striper?
Ah, yes, Striper.
Yes, they went through a controversial period in their career. They kind of turned their back on a lot of their things. This is their very controversial single. They were still available, but, in a lot of the Christian music stores, but they were kind of sort of controversial for the lyrics and the titles of these songs. So this is Striper with their very controversial song, Fuck God.
Yes, you have met the dangerous 208-year-old uncle of Dr. Octagon. I myself, Mr. Gerbic, half shark, half man, skin like alligator, carrying a dead walrus. Check it.
my white eyes, gray hair, face is sky blue, yellow sirens react. My skin is colored lilac. My skin turned orange and green in the limit scene. People think I'm mixed with sharks, drinking gasoline. Underwater, I breathe with lizards on my sleeve, walking down Hollywood Boulevard, with a credit card. Three alligators behind me, feel my skin is hard, transvestites. And people watch space parasites. I lift his head in the store, legs in the street, body on Wilcox, with blood dripping off my feet. LAPD through gray clouds, couldn't see me. I first turned rainbow, close my eyes, watch my brain glow. People got scared and ran away, they think I'm weird. I was born this way, half shark alligator. Is he weird? Half shark alligator, half man. My vomit fluctuates, cover your skull like protoplasm. Lightning bugs turn pink, or my tongue catches spasm. Green elephants, I'll battle streets with a zebra. My mechanism is more than Dion's psychic voodoo. African beads, snakeskins, cobra spit through you. My medical passes, you can't see with 3D glasses. Carbon dioxide, polarized fume with gases. My description, dinosaur, I was made half shark, half man. My skin is like razor blade, 707, Mr. Gerbic. Verbally, no one changed my thoughts, animals fly from Philly. My appetite's more big, it's time for willoughbys. Adjust my skulls. Seven eyes switch hydraulics, turtles and shrimps. My gorillas make them limp. Half shark, alligator, man. Half shark, alligator, half man.
Half man, half shark.
Half shark, alligator, half man.
Half man, half shark.
Half shark, alligator, half man.
Half man, half shark.
Half shark, alligator, half man.
Half man, half shark.
In my real world, orangutans dance for Thanksgiving with skeleton bones and skunk tails. My mission, holding back wooden rats on my power packs. Baboons clapping, girl horses wanna hit the sack. With two bowls of ocean water, monkeys sniffing ice. Contact Jupiter fools, Martians bring my rice. I'm out flying with purple capes in the twilight. Tonight's the night. My oxygen regions, New York to California. Half shark, alligator, half man.
The water is deep, and it takes a supreme feet of strength to swim through the water plants while dragging 250 pounds something. The crocodile's teeth are designed to seize and hold prey, not to cut through skin. During all the hours the Samba lay in the water, they were unable to penetrate the deer's tough hide. The crocodiles make a few token objections, but in the end give up without a struggle.
Pat Robertson, you know, that he said that out of their career, Fuck God was probably his favorite song. He did feel a little guilty about enjoying that song so much.
Mm.
The reason why was probably because Stryper killed his parents.
Damn you, Stryper! You killed my brother!
Politics. Let's talk about...
I think the chief one on everyone's mind right now, the really big issue, is the fact that Clinton exploded.
Yeah, well, we all knew it was going to happen sometime. I mean,
yeah, he'd been ticking for several years, and you know, it was
You know, you can only swell so much in your post-presidential, you know, years.
Yeah.
It's sad, but not wholly unexpected. And
President Cheney seems to have been handling it rather well, though.
Yeah, well, you know, it probably didn't hurt that from his end anyway. Where, you know, he was the guy, he had the pump plugged into him and, you know, going nuts on it.
Yeah. I think the big problem here is that, of course, the liberal press, as usual, is trying to spin this as being Republicans' fault.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it doesn't hurt that it is.
Well,
but at
if
this
you
point,
want to
the
be all factual
getting,
about things, yes.
The charge is just getting a little limp. I want to hear something new from the left. And, you know, now that we mentioned it, the right, too, for a change of pace, have, like, one side go, yep, that was us. We did that.
Yeah.
I'm copping to it.
None of them have the balls to ever admit to anything.
We raise taxes, and you're sucking for it, so that's totally us. You got me.
Well, there's that, and then, of course, the other big news story is Janet Reno being declared the new pope. Now, this one was kind of controversial because...
Didn't see it coming, but after the fact, you kind of go, okay.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
But I was really surprised they were moved to burn down the Vatican. That was, you know...
I'm not, like, Mr. Super Huge fan of the Vatican, but at the same time, it's like, you know... I don't love it, but I can respect it. You know?
Now, you being a cardinal archbishop, how do you take that personally?
I have mixed feelings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at one time, it's kind of like, okay, it's like rolling up the Constitution and lighting it up to smoke a doobie.
You kind of like when Clinton, you know, but, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, okay, it's been 2,000 years. Maybe it's time for change. You know, let's spice things up. Let's change it up. Let's, you know, change the wall color schemes and
hey,
know, add a few throw pillows. And if the place burns down, the place burns down. You know?
If you can't burn down the Vatican, what's the point of being the Pope?
You know, yeah. And you know, there's a large biblical precedent for burning things. I mean, there's burning bushes and, you know, oceans of fire. And, you know.
Did she have to do it with all those nuns inside? Answer,
I don't know.
Yes.
It certainly gives it more flair.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like going...
I wish I'd had tickets to that.
Yes. Yeah. I wish they'd sold tickets to that. We could pay off some national debt.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't let me make the ideas.
Well...
That's a stupid idea, VA. Shut up! No one likes you.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I was just telling my leather-bound sex slave the other day that... What? Huh?
We can just move right along.
Yeah. It's your turn to play a song.
What did he say?
What?
The leather-bound sex slave.
What are you talking about?
Because you were all like, I told my leather-bound sex slave the other day.
I have no clue what the fuck you're talking about.
And I'm betting he either said yes, master, or...
What the hell are you talking about?
New song. Let's move on. I've repressed it again. It never happened. Let's mix it up a little. Let's play something hardcore.
Oh, MC Hammer. Okay.
Yeah. Hammer will do it. Let's go with You Got to Pray. We're all like, I'm MC Hammer, and sometimes you have to get down on your knees and pray.
Oh, Pray for Baphomet.
Yes, that one.
Pray for Baphomet by MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Start off, I've got our copy of the Augusta Chronicle here.
Awesome.
And so we're going to start off with Star Wars Episode 9.
Loved it.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah, but I've talked to my future self, and I've loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was really bold that Spielberg actually is releasing them backwards like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, when you think about it, it kind of already happened that way with, you know, the first trilogy.
Yeah.
And then it's, wait, no, that's not the first trilogy. It's actually the second trilogy.
I was also impressed with the casting, like, Christian Bale as Luke Skywalker. I never would have thought that would work.
Yeah, but. You know, I mean, and the same thing happened with Batman. But, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
I particularly dug the idea of Christopher Walken as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like the really, really, really dead Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, but he was a ghost, but he was walking around, and he was also a zombie.
Yeah, that was a nice touch. It was a nod to the horror fans out there.
Yeah, and you know, who would have expected that instead of turning to the dark side, Luke turns to stop stuffing? I didn't know that.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
What it states, I don't know, but
it states that Spielberg's into product placement, basically.
Yeah. But we all knew that anyway. I mean. Yeah. After the whole Reese's Pieces thing, it was all kind of downhill from
there. Yeah.
So,
help me. I feel like it's going to be really good, so I'm going to give it 1 star.
I'm going to give it like 12, because I can. Because, you know, sure. I mean, it's Star Wars, you know I mean?
How do you go, you know what? Star Wars? See, that's why I was giving it 1 star.
Yeah, see, look, that's because you have no culture.
Star Wars.
Now, see, if I was you, Lucille Ball, I would be all like, where's the Texas Steel Cage match? The DVD set that they're coming out with.
Okay.
It's Leonard's parts 1 through 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see that here. Yes.
How do you feel about that? How many
Leonard's
stars would you give?
Through five.
Leonard's
1 through 5. You know,
having never seen them.
Bill Cosby can do no wrong, and I understand.
Box office gold.
Part 3 contains like a snuff film.
Yeah. Yeah. But
Which, strangely enough, ends with a whole scene where he's talking about, like, he's eating, like, Jell-O pudding out of the girl's skull. But
yeah, but
I understand it was very tastefully done, though.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's Cosby, so you know that there's going to be a certain element of, you know, you can take your kids to see this because it's Cosby.
Yeah.
So
it's going to have some biblical values.
Yeah.
You know.
It's got artistic merit, and it's also got a strong message for the kids.
Yeah, and part 4... There's a scene where he does this whole, like, worshipping Baal and sacrificing a virgin.
I thought that might be a little too far for Cosby, but surprisingly, it worked.
He was able to pull it off with some panache. I mean, he still got that comic timing that made part 6 so successful.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about the pickle scene from part 1?
Oh, well.
Because that's getting a lot of mixed reviews. People weren't really expecting that because Cosby, you know, he does, like, chocolate cake and he does little kids on airplanes. You've never really seen him do pickles before?
Yeah.
And
when we say do pickles,
we mean do pickles.
Yes, and
but it's all in the name of God, so it's okay.
Yeah, and you know, he's praying as he did it. Actually,
yeah, it was very.
I understand he did not use a stunt double either. That's actually
actually his chocolate booty, but you know,
splayed wide. Yes,
I thought it was very reminiscent of Madonna's earlier work.
Yeah,
which makes sense because you know at the time 1 through 5 were big.
Yeah, and they were dating.
And there was.
So
it's Cosby. You can't go wrong. 10 stars.
I say 9. You know, I really
9 for having
time.
To wait for it to come out on DVD.
Yeah.
Like 2 decades. You know, Hollywood.
If you're listening to this, Bill Cosby, and I know you are. What the fuck, man? Come on.
Dude, we deserve better than that.
Yeah. Last but not least, kill promiscuous teens one by one while wearing a hockey mask, the name of the film.
Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Yeah.
I really have no plans to see that.
It
really isn't my bread and butter.
I wasn't sure what it was going to be about, though. I mean, is that like a hard-hitting love drama?
I get the feeling that it's kind of one of those, you know, chick flicks mixed with a bit of action to draw in the guys so that the guys feel like they're getting something out of the movie.
I was really turned off because I saw the trailer and it looked like a guy in a hockey mask killing promiscuous teens one by one. But I think they're just doing that to
kind of set the mood or something.
Yeah, to kind of trick, like, because it was on Spike, you know?
I don't know, because, like, whenever I see a movie like that where, you know, the content in the movie seems to be like it's going to be one thing and then the title kind of sounds like it wants to be something else. You know, it makes me think, like, okay, the director sat down and said, I have this vision for the movie, it's going to be like this, blah, blah, blah. And then they shot it and then the studio said it and, like, studio sees it and goes, you know, this isn't what we want at all. Let's re-edit this so that it's a musical now.
Yeah.
And,
you mean like they did with The Wizard of Oz, where it started as a hard-hitting documentary about the Crimean War?
Exactly. And then it turned into like this fluffy musical garbage, you know? I mean,
they did kill several witches, which made, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, they weren't even Korean. So
yeah, I don't know what to deal with that.
It was like, you know, it's like showing up for, you know, The Godfather and getting, I don't know,
a horse in your bed.
Yeah. I mean, come on, people. We deserve better than this.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a bestiality scene. How'd they fuck that up?
I don't know.
Anyway.
They couldn't fit the horse in the bed, I guess. So they're just, we'll put the head in there. You know, that kind of works.
No one will notice.
Yeah. We'll edit it in post.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
Oh, how the special effects have changed things.
Yeah.
But I'm going to probably go with, like, 3 stars.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of horror movies to begin with. Being
that's
ABA
a horror
and all.
Movie?
I would assume that there's an element of horror in it, you know, and there's the hockey mask. That's a staple of horror.
Oh, it does feature, what's her name?
Bad Dentistry.
What's her name from that sitcom? Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, but she's kind of like the Village Bicycle these days. She's done everything and everybody.
She's a lot.
She's trying so hard to be like, I'm not Brad Pitt's thing. Yeah. That you know, she just can't escape it, you know.
Well, ever since she was on Different Strokes, I've never, you know, I mean,
I've never looked at things the same way again.
Yeah.
At that I'm Not Brad's Bitch episode changed my life.
What about the one where she and Arnold snuck off and were smoking crack?
In the playground?
Yeah.
And then, like, she falls off the swing and her skull cracks open and then, like, Arnold decides he wants to be a neurosurgeon because he wants to save knives, not take them.
Yeah.
That, I thought it was a little contrived, personally. Because, I mean, who the hell falls off a swing and spills open their skull? I mean,
and then she was perfectly fine next week. Like,
yeah, like next week it was like
you're going to recover from brain surgery that quickly.
She wasn't even
especially
all, like,
when the guy who's doing
it said,
like, what was he, 8?
Well, okay, let's be fair.
I know he was,
you know,
like 35.
He's really 35.
When he made the show,
but you know, if there's going to be brain surgery in it, you'd think they'd at least find a way to squeeze in Doogie Howser or at the very least, like that guy from Dr. Dolittle.
Yeah.
But nothing.
So I'm going to change my review to -5 stars. Okay.
Works for me.
We're going to play one more song. Well, let's do Jennifer Aniston's hit song she did with Doogie Howser.
Oh, is it the I'm Not Brad's Bitch one?
Yeah, I'm Not Brad's Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
That's a good idea. Let's listen to that.
Okay. Touch me. Touch me, all of you. And put your hand into my robe and touch my side.
If someone touches you in a way he shouldn't do, because you're a wonderful little kid.
Oh, I'm all mixed up. I don't know what to do.
Would you like me to show you how grown-up ladies look?
You don't have to shut the door. I won't look.
Wow, you're really neat, Uncle Jerry.
Hey, big fella. You want me to tell you about girls and what you're supposed to do with them?
Beth, come here. I want to try out my new camera. Would you pose for me?
If someone touches you,
why,
Why is that? Why is that? What is this? Why is that? Etc. As soon as a child is old enough to think, this is how the child learns. This is how the... Etc. 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 He's built that way. He's built that way. What is this?
Your touches make me feel good, Daddy.
What kind of friend are you?
Well, I've been saying that all
the time. I wouldn't know these kind of things unless people came up to me and told them that.
You are not a wonderful person. So, you've been listening to us, Sir Mildred Pierce.
And EVA.
EVA.
Bizarro EVA.
That's right. And we have been having a good time here with our podcast.
Pretty good.
Bizarro Podcast. Of course, you got some shout-outs. Truman Capote, first off.
Yeah. Big shout-out to True.
Yeah. What's up, True? True.
I'd like to give a shout-out for... Joss Whedon,
yes,
for overcoming his shortcomings with Buffy the Vampire Slayer and moving on to more adult genre like Firefly Serenity.
Yeah.
All right, honey, it's Bizarro time.
Shout out to Odesso.
Rock on. Okay. I'd like to shout out, give a shout out to Water, the bringer of life,
yes,
giver of diseases, and quencher of thirsts.
Bread.
Bread
is good, especially when it's
it's
toasted.
The bread and butter of life, yes. You know? I mean...
Toast, more specifically, toast.
A toast to toast.
Yes, let's hear it for toast. Of course, you can always email us at this thing.
EBAOFVN at gmail.com and Sir Mildred Pierce at gmail.com.
And so we're scared.
That's you.
I missed it. What happened? Who am I? Why am I here?
So, like, that's it. Hope you liked it.
Yes.
Because if you didn't, fuck off, eh?
Right.
Der kleine graue Koffer dort am Eingang gehört mir.
Ach so. Der Hausdiener wird ihn sofort in Ihr Appartement bringen. Sie wollen sich gewiss nach der langen Reise etwas ausruhen. Dürfen wir Sie zum Abendessen erwarten? Es gibt Nudeln mit Rindfleisch.
Was? Nudeln.
Mit Rindfleisch. Ehrlich gesagt, wie gesagt, habe ich keinen Hunger. Kein Hunger. Hunger. Wie Sie wünschen, aber...
So, I talk about shirts and milk.
So, let's see.
I like poodles. Okay. Bow down before me.
Deal before the